Good morning. It is good to be here. I'm glad that we were able to spend a Thursday morning with you. I hope that your week has been good. Our speaker is a student from Florida, well, Haiti via Florida. Volvic has been a professor and has done a lot of work in the Florida Conference, and we are just glad to have him here. I know that you will enjoy his presentation. So I'll let him come this time and lead us in prayer.
Okay, please bow your head. Dear Heavenly Father, this morning we would like to thank you for this beautiful day. And this morning we came here to hear your voice. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit to us. And this moment will be a great moment for us. Let your name be blessed. Thank you for everything. We ask you those things in your Jesus, your son's name. Amen. Amen. We say good morning to you again.
Good morning.
I'm very glad because I'm here today. Not only today because I'm an AFCO. I'm an AFCO student. For me, this is a blessing. A long time ago, I was looking for a school like that, but today God come to my dream and say, AFCO is good for you because I want to prepare you for tomorrow. I bless the name of God. I thank you, my teacher, Chuck, is a very good instructor. I praise the Lord for that. Like he said, my name is Volvic. I come from Haiti. Like many of you probably heard about Haiti, even you don't know where it is. For now, a few years ago, I moved to Miami. From Miami, I came here. I wish you understand what I'm going to say. The first thing I would like to say, I live in the United States for a few years, but in the community, grew up and we don't speak English there. We speak two other languages, Creole and French. When I came here in Miami, we didn't speak English at all in Miami because at the church I'm going to, we don't speak English at those church. We speak only Creole and French there because we are in a huge community there. When I came in AFCO, it is another thing. It is another thing. But I was scared to come in AFCO because I don't speak English. But I'm glad I praise God because before I came, I cannot say what I just say that in English. But when I came in AFCO, God already improved my language. Even I'm not a good speaker yet. But one day I wish I would be like Chuck. I wish I pray God. Okay, but I wish God let you understand that language is not clearly, not this clean language. Let me tell you some in my life. I was born in a Catholic church. I was born there and grew up, and I used to go to a Catholic school. I remember when I was in fourth grade, the priest had chosen me to be an altar boy. You know what is this? Because I was so humble, I was very quiet. The priest always say, Volvic, you are my boy. You should be an altar boy. I said that to my mom. My mom say, okay, I like that. I like to see the altar boys. Now I became an altar boy. From elementary school to my middle school, my grandmother was a Baptist. She always brought me to church with her every Sunday morning. Every Sunday morning, my grandmother and me went to church. But from middle school to high school, I met a lady at the school. That lady was one of the staff members, what is school staff member. That lady was a Jehovah Witness. She studied the Bible with me. I became a Jehovah Witness. Mm-hmm. I stayed there for many years, work as a Jehovah Witness. After my high school, 2 years after like that, I became in college right now. While in college, I met another friend. That guy was a Seventh-day Adventist guy, but he's a good guy, an humble guy. We met there, we became friends. We always shared the Bible together. I always present him my belief, my Jehovah Witness belief. And he did the same. Every day, we always had a lot of students around of us, and the break time, sometimes we made appointment to come 1 hour before the class start to do Bible study. Jehovah Witness and Adventist, and Seventh-day Adventist, every day. Wow. But I finished to understand the Seventh-day Adventist message is more powerful than the message I have. You understand that? Yeah. But because I'm a Jehovah Witness, I don't want to accept this message. But one day, when I studied the Bible by myself, I found another verse. A verse is very interesting for me. I never forget that verse. Let's read it together with me. It was John chapter 5. I will never forget this verse. John chapter 5, verse 39. When I read that verse, it said, let's read it with me. Chapter 5, verse 39. It said, search the scripture, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. I say, wow. If I have the Jehovah Witness message, and today God, I understand that verse like that. If God say to search that scripture, that means there are a lot of scripture, but not all the scripture from God. You understand that? But God want me to search, to try to understand better on this package of scripture I find every day. I should pick one, but not all belong to God. That I was understand. That was my understanding. I say God has a message. But before you choose that one, you should be careful. Because all those messages not come from to God, come from God. I took that verse. I go everywhere with this verse. There is another word in my language say attack. That means when you want to affront somebody, you need something from somebody. I go to every pastor I know in the community. Baptist pastor, priest. I always present my belief. When I meet a priest, I present myself as a Jehovah Witness. Present the Jehovah Witness belief. When I meet a Seventh-day Adventist, when I meet a Jehovah Witness somewhere else, I present myself as a Seventh-day Adventist. Present the message. Do you know why? Because I want to compare every belief. I go everywhere. If I know you in the town, you are an important person. You are a mayor, deputy, pastor, priest. Every day, my Bible always with me. A notebook. I always a notebook in my pocket. My pen always there to take note everywhere. Jehovah Witness, everybody. I remember one day the head leader in Jehovah Witness Church, he said, Volvik, you look like a crazy man right now. Every day you come to me with another belief. When I meet people in my church in Jehovah Witness kingdom, I present myself as a Seventh-day Adventist. But they cannot understand me, but I'm looking for something. I'm looking for something they cannot understand. Everywhere I go in the country, I do the same. But one day, it was a Friday. I remember that. It was a Friday. I meet the elder in the Jehovah Witness kingdom. I meet the Seventh-day Adventist pastor. I meet a Baptist pastor. I meet the mayor in the time. I meet some teachers, if they go to church, to present my belief everywhere. Everywhere I go, I present myself on another one. Okay, you understand that?
Yeah.
That was the point. But this Friday morning, I did that the Lord. At the night, when I was in my bed, it was around like 1 to 2 a.m. I saw someone open my door. my bedroom door. And this person was a giant person, a big guy, long bear. Opened the door with authority. And opened the door, he stepped in and stand in front of my bed. When that guy stand in front of my bed, I keep look that person. He didn't say anything. After a while, he say a sentence like that. Volvic, écoutez. Le roi viendra et le jugement des dieux par la loi. What do you want to say? That sentence can translate like that. Volvic, you have to listen. The king shall come and the judgment by the God's law. While that person said that, I don't see that person anymore. I try to look. I open my eyes. I open my eyes. I saw in the heaven the tablet of the Ten Commandments. What I try to read what is the letter, the scripture in the tablet. I cannot read. Only in the top, I saw the Ten Commandments. But the words was very shine, bright. You understand what I said? Yeah. Very shine. I cannot read it. Well, I just wake up. Now, when I wake up from the bed, I turn the light on, look everywhere in the room, I don't see anyone. I say, where did this guy come from? I look everywhere, in the closet, under the bed, I don't see anybody. I say, wow. I try to open the door is locked. I say, where did this guy come from? The door is locked, anyone in the room, I don't see anybody. What now? I start to feel shake. Now I scare. Where this guy come from? But I didn't know if I was dreaming, if I was in the dream. Now I realize, wow, I was in the dream. That's why. But I cannot understand that. I said, after that I go to bed, back, I cannot sleep until the day. Like 6, before 7 in the morning, I take a shower, I put my suit on me. I say, but God wants me to do something else. God wants to lead me to another way. If God showed me the Ten Commandments like that, I should go to a church that keep the Ten Commandments. In the morning, I tell my mom, I'm going to the Seventh-day Adventist church. He said, oh, Robert, you are crazy. You are Jehovah Witness. You was Baptist. Your grandma always go with you with the Baptist. You live Baptist now. You Jehovah Witness. You was Catholic now. You chose to go to the Seventh-day Adventist church. I say, wow, that is not my desire. It's probably God wants me to go there. I go there. I present myself in the church. I say, I want to become a Seventh-day Adventist. They didn't pray with me. They didn't say anything because they know the Jehovah Witness is not easy to a Jehovah Witness became a Seventh-day Adventist because everybody knows me in the town. They know me. They know me in the town. They didn't believe on me. But it was my desire to become a Seventh-day Adventist. 1 month after, I got baptized. Until now, I stay in the church. Like 2 years after like that, the church has a custom every year, every end of the year, they always has a series, an evangelistic series before the year end. The preacher who should come call the pastor like 3 weeks before he cannot come anymore. The pastor doesn't want to preach the series. Any elder doesn't want to. I was one of the board meeting. When they discuss the thing, I say, if we don't have anybody, I can do it. I can do it. But they didn't believe. I say, Volvic, you just come in the church. 2 years after, you want to preach a series for 3 weeks. A series in the country in Haiti, we preach 7 days a week. Like twice on Saturday, 7 days a week for 3 weeks. We have 24 sermons for these 3 weeks. I preach that series, but I didn't scare. I say, if I think I can do it, I can do it. I quit that series, but we had only five persons were baptized. I say, wow. I understand because I don't have any experience. I don't know much, five persons. But that was very hard for me because I see all the preachers, when they preach, a lot of people get baptized, 20, 50 sometimes, but I preach only five persons. I say, wow, I can understand that. Okay, I stay there. Months after, some churches start calling me to preach. I say, wow. If they calling me to preach because they learn or they heard about me, I can do it. Okay, you understand that? I can do more. But I keep going and all over the country. But I didn't go in any school to learn how to preach and how to present and Bible study, etc. Like I said to my instructor this morning. But I go everywhere, all over the country, do that. They called me. I go in the Bahamas Island, present series. I came in Miami, they asked me to do the same, but when I came in AFCO, it's very different. I learned a lot of things, how to present evangelistic series, etc. Now, I think when I go back, I will do more. It was my wife and I went to the Bahamas Island for a series, but my wife was pregnant 6 months. 3 days after the series began, she received a call from her sister, Heidi, and said, your mother is sick bad. You should come. My wife go back to Haiti 4 days after, but I keep going with the series. A few days, when my wife in Haiti, she found her mother already died. When she called me and said, Volvik, my mom already passed away, but you can stay and continue your work. I stayed there, even the situation was very hard. I stayed there. A lot of people, like 53 people, was baptized. I praise the Lord. Now, after the series, I came back. Before I came back, 2 weeks after, my wife went to the hospital, and the doctor called me and said, Volvik, your wife, the situation is not good for your wife. He's pregnant. The baby is not safe. We should take the baby. Less than 7 months. Okay, they took the baby. My wife is there, the baby there. Now after I came back to Haiti to continue my life with my wife and my kids. A few months after, like in October, I have to present another series to the church for the end of the year. It should begin in November. But in October, in a month like that, like October 3rd was my birthday. We went in Republican Dominic to Dominican Republic to celebrate my birthday. 3 days after, we back to Haiti. And 2 days after, my wife is passed away. Before the series, 2 days after, we come from celebrate my birthday. Well, 3 weeks after, I have to present the series. I say, what am I going to do? This situation is very hard. Now I have two babies. I have one boy, 4 years, a baby, another baby, 3 to 4 months. My wife is passed away. Every night, I cannot sleep with the baby because in Haiti, they don't give food to the baby when they're born. They give baby food after 6 months. Only the baby took only breast, the mom breast only. This baby, every night I cannot do anything. I cannot go to work. I should have the baby with me on my chest here. No one can touch this boy. Nobody can touch this boy. Everywhere I have to go with my two kids. I didn't have a car. I had a motorcycle. You can understand, to go everywhere with two kids, you don't have a car, you have a motorcycle, put the kids in the motorcycle, one on the front, one on the back. It was very difficult. When I don't see what to do, when I go to work, the students sometimes, they really understand that some girls, they try to keep the boys, he doesn't want to. When I go to church, I have to preach, I have to hold the boy in one hand and keep the microphone to the other hand because nobody can touch him. No one. I don't know what to do. But my mom one day say, Volvik, I want to help you. I want to keep the baby, the boys for you, and you can continue to work. But till now, my kids is still with my mom. Doc, I praise the Lord. My mom is a good lady. Is a good person. She hugs me a lot with the babies. But after that, my friends, my brothers and sisters, I don't know what to do and what to say. Everything became negative for me. Everywhere. I don't have any friend. They cannot say anything good to me because everything they said, that is nothing for me. But one day, I find another verse to close. I find those verses in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3. And I read it. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3 and 4. Let's read it with me, please. It said, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which with them are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. I said, no one can help me. No, in this tribulation, no one can tell me anything. But when I put my head and look at up, I saw Jesus. It said, don't worry, in your tribulation, I can help you. Amen. And today, brothers and sisters, God helped me a lot. And I came here, especially in AFCO, I learned how to do much for God. I say, thank you, Lord. Let's bow our head to pray. Thank you, Almighty God, our Lord, for your word this morning. Thank you for your blessing. Let the day be a good day for us. Let every one of us focus on you, because tomorrow we know you have a plan for every one of us. Thank you again. We ask you those things and Jesus, your son's name. Amen.